It's the Five for the Drive for Streamline Upholstery on the Home Run. White Snake, here I go again. You two as well with one and ELO, Living Thing. It's time to catch up with Devon Portmere and Annette Rockliffe to talk about the Festival of Learning. A festive hello to you.
Hello to you, Lee.
September sees the Festival of Learning in and around Devonport. Now, first of all, for the uneducated among us, what is it?
Well, it's an initiative of our out of our Live and Learn strategy, which we've had in place as at Council for 3 or 4 years now, and it's just an opportunity for us to promote learning and particularly lifelong learning, so adult learners particularly encouraged to get out and learn something new or improve their skills in a variety of areas. And so in September we focus on that and give people opportunities and make them aware of the opportunities there are to learn something new.
So is there a particular age group here this is targeted at?
Look, I guess mostly our Live and Learn strategy is about adult learning and continuing to learn throughout your life, but there's also things like rock and rhyme and story time for little people, right through age groups, and then for those of us who might need a bit of support with digital literacy and those sorts of things as well. There's quite a few things around food, so they appeal to me. You know, you can do a cook and taste, you can do an eat with friends. But also then Mersey Weight Control invite you to attend their meetings. So it's got everything covered, I think.
Okay. So what are some more of the highlights from the next couple of weeks?
There's a financial literacy and family history basics. That's something that lots of people are getting interested in, their history and how to research that. So I think that could be of interest to lots of people. We've also at Council having a dementia expo that the university are hosting, and that's to encourage people with dementia but also their carers and families to find out what's available to them, not only in the area of care but also about how they can get out and do things for something else for themselves as well.
Where can we go to see a little bit more? There is an online portal that we can stop
there's,
by?
Yeah, there's a great Facebook page and a web page, living and learning devonport.com.au, and there's a really great interactive calendar of events there. You can click on whatever interests you and it'll give you more information about who to contact and what the course or the subject is all about.
So outside of the Festival of Learning, is Living and Learning Devonport something that is an all-year-round kind of thing?
It is. It's a great working group of some council staff and some community members who have an interest in that area about promoting that learning, lifelong learning right throughout our years. So they meet regularly to not only promote this festival but also look at other ways that we can continue to be a great city of learning.
Right, so Living and Learning Devonport, Google that, it'll come up with all of the links. While I've got you here, can I just say, how good is the foreshore looking?
It's starting to look fabulous, isn't it? There's lawns going down and trees being planted and all of those things are happening. So, it's a bit getting towards a very exciting part of the project for sure.
Righto, before I let you go, I know you're busy. Is there anything you'd like to touch on before you walk out of the door today?
I guess maybe just remind, we've got as part of our Seniors Week program, which is in from the 11th of October, we host a lunch for people who have been paying rates in our city for more than 50 years, just to say thank you for their contribution to our community, and you will need to book for that. So anyone who's eligible, give us a call and we can book you in, and it's always a great opportunity to catch up with people who've lived in our city for a long time.
Devon Portmere, Annette Rockliffe, lovely to catch up as per usual, and we'll catch you soon. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Lee.
This is The Home Run.